In Iraq today, a U.S. military commander said that another round of negotiations is underway to end the fighting in Fallujah. Fighting in the Iraqi city subsided over the weekend, but today the Arab television network Al Jazeera broadcast footage said to be of two Americans killed in Fallujah. Insurgents today also threatened to kill and mutilate a kidnapped American contractor unless U.S. forces withdraw from Fallujah. An initial deadline has already passed, with no word on the man's fate from his captors. Three kidnapped Japanese civilians held since earlier last week are still being held hostage. Carl Vick is a correspondent for The Washington Post, and he joins us by phone from Baghdad. Hi, Carl.
Hello.
This past week, a number of foreign civilians have been kidnapped in Iraq. Are American officials seeing this as perhaps a new tactic in the Iraqi militants' arsenal?
Well, it clearly is. You know, we don't seem to have car bombs too often anymore. It's been several weeks since anything very large went off. The resistance has got, you know, has changed its complexion from something that was sort of hit and run to something that the people who stand and fight. And now you see a face, you see these with their Arab headdresses, with the keffiyehs and their RPGs, standing in front of these burning convoys. You never used to see that. You used to see the burning convoy and not the fighter. It seems to be becoming a more sort of general guerrilla war, you know, with elements of popular insurrection. Kidnapping of for profit had been a real problem among Iraqis in recent months. And again, because there was sort of no operating police force, no law and order that could deter it.
A prominent Shiite member of Iraq's U.S.-appointed governing council has just stepped down, and two other members have threatened to suspend their membership. Why? What's the source of the dissent on the council?
Well, the council is reflecting the widespread feeling among Iraqis that the American military operations are unwelcome. Some elements of that oppose the occupation, led by Muqtada Sadr, this junior Shiite cleric, has been very crafty almost in trying to provoke mounting demonstrations. Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator here, closed his newspaper a week ago, put people in the street, demonstrators, and then after a while called for attacks on the Americans. And there have been gunmen sometimes in the demonstrations who sort of fire on the force, on the coalition forces who are around the demonstrators, trying to provoke some kind of slaughter, you know, massacre thing. It seems like every Iraqi who's killed is described as a civilian. Nobody's wearing a uniform. The word of mouth going around Iraqis is that the Americans are shooting us. They're shooting Iraqis. They're shooting civilians. The poor people of Fallujah, the city under siege. This is the version. This is the popular appeal of this current, what, you know, Americans sort of clinically described as offensive operations. And meanwhile, the mosques are booming out still today appeals to give money and blood and food to the poor people of Fallujah. You're hearing them from Sunni mosques and Shia mosques also too.
So the Sunnis and the Shiites are sort of united.
Yeah, they are. They're uniting as Iraqis. There's a large sense of a growing sense of Iraqi nationalism here, and they're uniting as Muslims. It's almost been kind of reactive, Sunni and Shia embracing as Iraqis as Muslims against the occupation, against what they see as an assault on Islam. And these, you know, when the American commanders are put in a position of having to fire on mosque walls, or you know, take out snipers from minarets. Very, very awkward position for a Christian nation occupation force. Yeah, that's all going on.
Does anybody know where Muqtada Sadr is?
Yeah, he's in Najaf, which is the holiest city in Shia Islam, a couple hours south of Baghdad. He's in his headquarters, which is about 100 yards from the shrine of the Imam Ali, who is the most sacred figure in Shia Islam after the Prophet Muhammad. And there are no U.S. forces in, as there haven't been since the war of a year ago, in Najaf. But that might change.
Carl Vick is a correspondent for The Washington Post, and he joined us by cell phone from Baghdad. Carl, thanks a lot.
Sure.